Ever Fallen in Love? That's the Fine Young Cannibals on Nova 103.5. I think I did fall in love a little bit when I saw some of the photographs that Cricket Namibia published. I think I actually commented saying that I could see myself working out there. Talking about their brand new gym at the High Performance Oval, the High Performance Oval Gym. I have gym manager Evert Loebscher in the studio with me. Good morning, Evert.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
So tell us a bit about, I mean, obviously we know it's an entire high performance center. There's going to be all sorts of things other than just playing cricket matches happening at the Oval. But why a sort of specific gym there? Why not just use commercial gyms that are already around?
Yeah, definitely. I think you mentioned in your intro there, just seeing the photos and the environment, what it looks like, I think it will be conducive to training, to get people on board and get them motivated to train. Just the feel when you walk in there. You've got two beautiful green cricket fields outside, world-class facilities inside in the gym. The equipment's world-class. And, I think it just sets that tone once you walk in there. So definitely a good place to be to motivate you.
So I was reading an article this morning, actually, talking about how not trends necessarily, but how things are changing internationally. People are moving away from cardio, more towards strength training. They're saying gyms internationally. I'm not so sure here. I think we've still got a lot of cardio in our commercial gyms here. But internationally, sort of the aerobics rooms are being repurposed into free weight sections. What does the spread look like at the high performance gym at the Oval?
Yeah, I think definitely that's the trend. I think it's been proven that even resistance training can burn calories. So if your goal is to burn calories on a cardio machine, it's a lot more boring to do that. So if you can get the best of both, you can improve your strength, bone density, and also burn calories. I think you get the best of everything. What we have available, we've got about 13 different options for cardio, but those are a little bit more functional. So, for example, we have like a Versa Climber, which is something where you actually, it's like climbing. You use upper and lower body together. So it's a lot more functional. With the treadmills we have are mechanical, so that you have to, if you run, they move. It's not a question of lifting your feet up and the belt keeps running. So, and if you do want to run outside, we got the fields there available as well. So a lot more things like that, skiers, rowers. So we're definitely going that way for sure.
Okay. You've got open days coming up. So if people want to come and have a look, I believe this Friday, tomorrow afternoon from 1 until 6. Then Saturday, pretty much the whole day, 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And Sunday again from 11 in the morning until 3. Is it literally that anyone can just come? Do you have to make appointments?
Yeah, look, we've opened it up to the public, so we want people to come and have a look, come and train. So bring your training shoes and come and enjoy the facility. Definitely ask questions while you're there and see what we can offer. So we definitely want to make that available so everyone can see.
All right. I assume then the fact that you're inviting people to come to the open day to see is not just to see what the cricket players can access. The gym will be open to the public. I mean, obviously, through some kind of subscription, but...
Yeah, for sure. So we will have limited membership. So we obviously going to service our sports teams first. So the women, the men, high performance setup in Cricket Namibia. But we also want to be open to other high performance athletes from other sporting codes and then to the public as well. So there will be specific times allocated for the public and they'll be obviously on limited membership. Mm. So we definitely invite the public to come and see what we can offer.
Okay. And part of that membership, does that include, training or tips and advice?
Yeah, so there'll be options if you want personalized programs, testing. So we'll have all those options available. And then also a lot of focus on recovery, especially because we're working with athletes. So we want to try and be the leaders in Namibia with regards to sports recovery. So we're definitely going to focus a lot on that and things like hyperbaric oxygen chambers, ice baths, you name it. So sure, we'll have those things available as services.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Like we said, people can come past. Where else can they get more information about the gym and memberships?
They can go onto the HP Hub website, so that's the name of the gym, HP Hub, and then also on the National Cricket Ground Namibia, so NCG. So if they just Google that, they should be able to get to the website. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Once again, those open days, it's tomorrow afternoon, 1 until 6, Saturday from 8 until 4, and Sunday from 11 till 3. Yeah, I'm going to have to see if I can make a turn there. Thanks for coming in, Evan.
Pleasure. Thanks for the time, though.